Our present meditation is on promoting devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And I couldn't think of a better day to speak on this subject than May 13th, the anniversary of the Fatima Revelation. We know there is a foundation in divine revelation . It is already in Our Lady's Magnificat, where she declares, "All generations shall call me blessed." Elizabeth telling Our Lady, "Blessed are you among women, and the crowning of Our Lady's being appointed as the spiritual mother of the human race," in Christ's words on Calvary, "Behold your mother." Whatever else Christ wants to make clear, it is that those who profess his name among men will be professed by him before his heavenly Father. But Christ, you might say, cannot be professed except in relationship to his mother. First, then, something of the history of devotion to Our Lady from the dawn of Christianity. The catacombs, from the very beginning of Christian history, depict Mary in the company of Jesus, or Jesus in the company of his mother. All the sculptures, all the pictures, everything that we see in scriptures refer to Our Lady and in relationship to her divine Son. The Hail Mary began in apostolic times. Feasts of Our Lady were common already in the earliest patristic age. The popes, from the beginning, promoted devotion to Our Lady and protected the faith of the people from being misled either by zealots or by dissenters relative to Our Lady. It is well to know, because it is a crucial date in Christian history, 431 A.D., when the Council of Ephesus met to answer the challenge raised by the Patriarch Bishop of Constantinople. Nestorius claimed that Jesus, of course, had a human mother, but then she was the mother of Jesus, the human person. Christ was a divine person, but don't you dare say that Mary was the mother of the divine person, which by implication would say she is the mother of God. One word that every Catholic should know, Theotokos, 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 Mother of God. Nestorius denied that Mary is the Mother of God. He was condemned. But hear it. Know the bishops, not all the bishops, agreed with the decision of the Council of Ephesus. And over the years, I told my students, Nestorius is a real founder of Mohammedanism. Do you hear me? Nestorius, the real founder of Mohammedanism. Islam, founded by Muhammad in 622, built on the pseudo-Christianity in Arabia among Christians whose bishops had apostatized and did not believe in Mary's divine maternity. Christ had a human mother, but Christ, as Ephesus made plain, was no merely human person. He was a divine person with a human nature. And everything, everything in our Catholic faith, in our devotion and in our zeal to promote the devotion to Our Lady and others, everything depends on our both believing in and understanding of Mary's divine maternity. When then we say that Mary is the Mother of God, we mean that Jesus is one individual. By definition, a person is an individual, intelligent being. Christ had two natures, a divine nature and a human nature. Christ had two wills, a divine will and a human will. And as we've been saying, he is God. He assumed a human will precisely to make it possible to redeem the world by choosing to die on the cross as man. When then we speak of morning devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary, the first condition for promoting that devotion is understanding who Our Lady is. Here and over the years, I've given Marian retreats 8 full days, all the meditations on Our Lady. And there's plenty there. If you don't have any books on the Blessed Virgin, get some. If necessary, get some second-hand books. If you're still stuck, let me know. I'll get you some. I recommend that every home have some books on the Blessed Virgin. When I asked the sisters here in Lake Zurich, whom I was teaching the Daughters of St. Mary of Providence, one day, how many books on Our Lady do you have in your common library? They told me 54. Sometime later, I asked the sisters of Mother Teresa in New York, how many books on Our Lady do you have? I made the mistake of telling them how many books the sisters in Chicago had. I said 54. Father, we'll report to you next week. By next week, they came up with 62. Smart women. Know who Our Lady is. Know that she was conceived without sin. Understand what her Immaculate Conception means. Know that Our Lady not only conceived without sin, but preserved from sin. And though having a full human nature, protected by God's grace from ever sinning during her life. And yet, how important this is. Mary had an authentically human free will. Then Mary's assumption and what the present Holy Father is promoting, what may eventually be a definition of Mary's mediation of divine grace. When we speak of promoting devotion to Our Lady, what do we mean? We first mean making the Blessed Virgin known to others, who she is, what her role in relationship to Jesus Christ is in the providence of God. From all eternity, this is our faith. God foresaw that man would sin. He therefore intended to become man. But equally from all eternity, he had decided that he would become man by being conceived and born of a woman. And he'd make sure that that woman was herself without sin and therefore in the possession of grace from the first moment of her existence. Any copy of the New Testament which does not translate in Luke's Gospel the angel's message, "Hail, full of grace," is not good. Is not good Catholic scripture. You're tampering with the faith. Highly favored, my eye. That's my poor eye. Mary, therefore, was not only prepared from the moment of her conception, but graced, as we must say, with such supernatural gifts as no other human person, no other, ever before, ever since, or ever will be, blessed by God. How crucial this is in teaching others who Mary is. Mary, unlike her divine Son, had to live by faith, how to be sustained by hope. Christ being the living God in human form did not need to have the faith. He saw. He did not have to hope. He possessed. But hear it. Hear it. This Jesus Christ, who is man, was in possession of the Godhead in the deepest conceivable sense, was the same Jesus Christ who was capable of suffering. Ooh! Oh, this needs to be drilled into our minds. Closeness to God, intimacy with the Godhead here on earth, so far from excluding the cross, means the cross. And don't tell me this is negative. Seeing Christianity. Mm-hmm. Give a more devotion to Our Lady means making Our Lady known. Why she is so important. And it's not only why she is so important historically. Except for her, we wouldn't have Him. It was her free will. This is our faith. Her free will, incapable of sin indeed, that freely, voluntarily chose on the angel's invitation to become the Mother of the Most High. And all through Christ's life on earth, she cooperated with Him in the deepest conceivable sense to deserve what the Church calls her co-redemptrix, co-mediatrix. The Church has coined the word, even as Christ's passion redeemed the world, so Mary's compassion cooperated with her divine Son, dare we say it, in co-redeeming, always subordinate to Jesus, a sinful mankind. But that's not the only reason why Mary is so important. It is because she continues being our mother. As I keep telling people, and as we all know, mother is not only a noun, mother is a verb. A mother continues mothering the child she gave birth to all through life, and we may safely say, into eternity. Mary mothers the children that her divine Son entrusted to her on Calvary. And one of the dangers, and I speak of it as a danger, in our ecumenical age, is we're liable to think, you know, the Protestants don't have, well, I don't see much regard for Mary. They just don't consider her all that important. Over the years in writing, as I have published 3 books on Protestantism, teaching in 6 of their Protestant seminaries, I better know something about Protestantism. So I bought myself literally a library over the years of books by Protestants. I like to tell this, a 400-page Lutheran hymnal, 1 hymn per page, not a single hymn to Our Lady. 0. I repeat, the danger for us Americans is to, what shall I say, downplay devotion to Our Lady as though somehow this is secondary. What is not secondary at all? Mary is most important in our spiritual lives because we depend on her now, right now, through her intercessory power with the divine Son to continue obtaining from Him for us the graces that she as a loving mother knows we need. We go on. What is promotion of devotion to Mary? Giving others the example they need from our own lives of what it means to be a devotee of the Blessed Virgin Mary. I mean it. Over the years, I've never hesitated recommending, call them resolutions, call them decisions to be made during a retreat. I think we should all ask ourselves, what is my Marian life? What practices to the Blessed Virgin figure in my life? How does my devotion to Mary show itself? Let me just tick off a few examples. How often do I say the rosary? Do I wear a medal of Our Lady? Are there any pictures or statues of the Blessed Virgin in my home? Are there, I don't say many, but any prayers to Our Lady that I have memorized? Like the Memorare, the Salve Regina. Basic bread and butter prayers. What do I know about the outstanding church approved shrines of Our Lady? How much do I know about Lourdes? What do I know about Fatima? Remember the last time I read a book on the Blessed Virgin Mary? Has it ever occurred to me to have certain days, even one day a week, which I especially dedicate to the Blessed Virgin Mary? All I know is, from infancy, brought up that way by my widowed mother, Saturday specially dedicated to Our Lady. Is there anything that I do on Saturdays to remind me how this is Our Lady's Day? Do I have a rosary? Do I carry a rosary? What a question. Do I ever have an extra rosary to give someone? I cannot tell you what apostolic work you can do by just having an extra rosary. Father, look, it's your business, it's not mine. Don't say that. Pardon me. ticket agent in airports does a favor for me, doesn't charge me for changing my reservation. Or get me on a flight, which is fully booked. I'll see a rosary for you. First I asked, you know what a rosary is? Sometimes the agent will go, I should.